This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, David McCurley. You know, businesses in and around our community are our lifeblood. They are what makes us get involved with community things. They provide opportunities for advancement and employment for our citizens here. And of course, today we're going to be talking with Miss Judy Green. She is the executive director of the Isabel Anderson Comer Museum and Arts Center. I want to make sure I get that right, because that is a very special organization for us. How you doing, Miss Judy?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell us first of all a little bit about Miss Judy Green. Where you've been, where you've worked, where you live. Tell us about yourself.
So I've been the director of the museum for a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. Before the museum, I worked for Walmart for 28 years. And lucked into this job, the most wonderful job in the whole world. It's just amazing.
And of course, I had somebody else who owns their own business, who worked for Walmart for a long time here. And we get that. And I don't want to talk about that. Well, let's talk about the museum. First of all, tell us a little bit about what goes on at the museum, how things are generated. You know, talk a little bit about what you do there.
Well, daily, as soon as we go in, open up and get ready for visitors. So the museum needs to be ready every single day to receive visitors. The minute the doorbell goes off, I'm up and running to greet people. The museum lights are important, make sure that all the lights are pointing to the right directions and all. But more so that the galleries are showcasing exactly what our visitors are looking for to see.
And of course, the museum is something that this community should and needs to be proud of. There are a lot of things in there. Tell us a little bit about what someone who may be coming from Tennessee and has no idea, they stop, they come in the museum. Tell us what will excite them.
Well, the first thing they see when they walk in is our marble. You know, we're known for our white marble, whitest marble in the world. And so we kind of showcase that, and I go over how white the marble is and Marble Fest and different things. I show them raw marble and the dust. And then I tell them that they used marble that morning when they came in. And they're like, huh? Well, when they get up, they use toothpaste. That's what marble is in now. So we go through there, through archaeology room, the gym neighbors room, the war memorial room is mm-hmm. wonderful. But one room I'm really proud of that we've just finished is our Avondale room.
Yes.
So if not for Avondale, we may not be where we are today.
That's true. Actually, I'm a former employee of Avondale Mills. I worked down at the Rockford plant and some here at Catherine too. But it's very important to this community. Has been for, you know, of course, it's been gone for many years, but we're still proud of that heritage.
Exactly. We have to showcase it so that the next generation knows that it existed here. It's one of the biggest reasons we are where we are. If not for Avondale and our marble and gym neighbors, and you wouldn't know that we were here.
Okay. Let's assume that somebody may be listening and watching today that is from Coosa County, and they don't know where the museum is. Tell us how they can get there. Tell us where it's located. And also if you have a website or anything that people can go and look at.
We do have a website. It's IACmuseum.com. And it'll take you right to our website. We're also located on the corner of 8th and Broadway. It's 711 North Broadway. It's right next to the high school.
Yeah. So right in between the high school and the rec center. And of course, I've been in there several times. And of course, tell me about employees. I know there's only two of you that work there.
Yes, there's only two of us. It's myself and Linda Pearson. She works with me. Between the two of us, answering phones, showing visitors around, cleaning, doing the upkeep, it's very, very busy.
It's a full-time job, isn't it?
It's a full-time, part-time job. Yes.
tell our audience a little bit about how you got involved with the museum. How did you come about this job that you're so proud of?
Well, my husband, David, he had been in the museum for a while. He'd volunteered and went in and he showed pictures and did different showings of his photo. So I got involved that way, just following him around and being there to support him. When I retired, I was looking for something to do and thought, you know, what a good way to, you know, volunteer. So I would volunteer with our art and public spaces and different things like that. Basically, job came open, I interviewed, and next thing I know, I'm in over my head and having a blast.
Well, I've got to ask this question before we take a little break here. What is something that has surprised people who come in? What is their most surprised look on their face when they see something there?
So as soon as they walk in the door, I have a list of galleries that we have, and I give that to them. And then I tell them we have three floors of galleries. And they just look around and wonder where three floors of galleries are. So it's really amazing from the outside. The building doesn't look that big, but it holds a lot.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to watch them and the kids like, wow, what's going on here?
Wow. And we are talking with Miss Judy Green, the executive director of the Isabel Anderson Comer Museum and Arts Center. And, of course, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about someone who grew up here in Sylacauga, made it big. And, of course, we're talking about Jim Nabors. And we're going to talk about some things going on at the museum here in just a couple of days, and we're going to talk about that with Miss Judy and some fun that's going to be had by all when we come back on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations, Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. Dave McCurley talking with Miss Judy Green, the executive director of the Isabel Anderson Museum and Art Center here in Sylacauga. And of course, you know, Jim Nabors was really synonymous for it. That's what everybody kind of recognize Sylacauga with. That's where Gomer Pyle's from, you know. And of course, we have the marble. And I know way back we had a lady that got hit with a meteorite that's in the news and everything. But let's talk a little bit about Jim Nabors because his birthday's coming up.
It is, yes. His birthday's on June 12th, and he would have been 93.
Wow.
Yes.
And, of course, the museum is going to be honoring that and having a big, big celebration.
We are. It's going to start June 9th. It will last for 4 days. And the reason for the 4 days is to help bring people from out of town that want to know where he came from and what's here. So we do have a gallery upstairs in the museum dedicated to him, which is amazing. It's got gold records in it, outfits. It actually has the bacchus from the New Orleans parade when he was king.
Wow.
His is up there in a showcase along with about 50 other bacchus of different other stars. It's really amazing. But the reason this all came about is I really just wanted to showcase who he was. I mean, when people come into the museum and ask, they knew Jim Nabors, the kids just kind of look at me like they're lost. So we have a TV up there that shows the Gomer Pyle show, and we have music going of Jim Nabors also. So once they leave, they have an idea on who he is.
Yes, and I've got to say this too. This is something to me that is very near and dear to my heart. The Andy Griffith Show, with, you know, actually where he got his start, that show is close to 75 years old. Yes. I mean, and it's still showing on TV today. And, of course, you were mentioning you all are going to have some trivia. And I'm a Mayberry buff now. I can do some pretty good trivia. Me and a friend of mine, Lisa Pody, we used to have a great time trying to figure out who knew the most on Mayberry. I understand you're going to have some of that as well.
We will. And on Friday night at Central Park, when we kick it off, we'll have a table with sign-up sheets for the trivia games. So there's going to be two trivia games on Saturday, one at 11 and one at 1. So you just choose which time frame you want to come to. But some of the trivia that I have come across is just amazing. I just sit back and laugh. Gomer and Jim's favorite comic book strip was who?
Now that I used to see him read it a lot, but I never did hear him say it. So that may be a good trivia question for one of the games, huh?
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Why would that be?
That I'm not sure about.
Shazam.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. And a lot of people don't know this, but we just had a business who retired just a month or so ago, FaZe Barbecue.
Yes.
That Jim was very, very close with. As a matter of fact, he used to send containers to Miss Faye to ship food in dry ice to Hawaii, where he lived. So, I mean, that's how much he loved Miss Faye's cooking. And but Jim Neighbors, big birthday celebration going on again May 9th for 4 days.
June 9th, correct? Yes.
And tell us what all will be going on at the museum during that time.
Well, the first night will be in Central Park, but the other three will be at Comer Museum. So for the 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're going to be showcasing his music, also to playing some of the DVDs. We're going to have the trivia games. We're going to have cake, pre-birthday party on Sunday, just in case anybody needs to leave on his actual birthday, they still get to celebrate. There's going to be a catchphrase contest. There's going to be on Central Park. Bring your kids, or you come dressed as Otis or Sheriff Taylor.
I got a few people that will fill in as Otis now.
or Gomer, you know. It'll be fun.
There were so many Gomer Pyle, episodes and many, many Andy Griffith ones. The one that stands out in my mind on Andy Griffith was the one where he and Andy and Barney went into the haunted house.
Yes.
That was one of the best ones to me. But now let's get back to the actual museum for just a moment before we close this out. If someone wants to know what all is in the museum, can they find that out on the website?
Yes, they can. It'll show all of our different galleries. And also another good resource is the Comer Facebook page.
Okay.
It gives all the resources on what's going on. We do different receptions for artists. Since we're an art center too, we also feature a lot of artists. Sylacauga is a small town, but Jim Neighbors was from here, and we have got so much talent in this town of not just artists, musicians, writers. I mean, it's just amazing. So we try to showcase a lot of that also.
And I know you probably didn't want to say this about your husband, but he's a fantastic photographer.
Yes, he is.
He is. And of course, a lot of things in the museum, such as what we talked about. And of course you can see, aside from Jim Neighbors, what is something that somebody, when they come in the museum, is the marble the most fascinating thing to them?
Not sure that the marble is, but our archaeology room hosts different things, arrowheads, real Indian headdress, but the replica of the meteorite from Miss Hodges.
Yep.
We have that in the archaeology room too. So it's kind of a side joke. Kids come in and I'll say, have you ever seen a real meteorite? And they eyes light up and they're like, no. And I'm like, well, you're not going to today. but we go on to show them the meteorite. And then another fascinating tidbit about the meteorite is where it hit, the drive-in was right there too.
Right.
What was the name of the drive-in?
The Comet Drive-In.
The Comet.
That's right. Kids nowadays, they don't understand that. But of course, a lot of history, a lot of things that you can go in and learn. It's a great learning tool for people that come into our area.
Yes, it is.
And of course, we're talking to Miss Judy Green. Hey, thank you for coming by today and stopping in with Business in Our Backyards. And again, tell us again where the museum is located, maybe phone number or how to see it on the web, and also the dates for Jim Neighbors' birthday. Go over all that with us one more time.
Okay, the dates are from June 9th to June 12th. And if you can't make it and you want to send a birthday card, we'd appreciate that too. Just address it to Comer Museum, Attention Jim Neighbors, P.O. Box 245, Sylacauga, Alabama, 35150. We're located at 711 North Broadway next to the high school and the rec center. And if you want to use our website, iacmuseum.com, or Facebook page is Comer Museum.
How about that? Thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you down there for the birthday party.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Ms. Judy Green, the Executive Director of the Isabel Anderson Comer Museum and Arts Center. And, of course, we thank you for listening and watching the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, the podcast of East Central Alabama that showcases our local businesses. How about sharing this with someone and give us a 5-star rating? And thank you for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.